You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You're listening to the Husker Online Show, your authority on Nebraska athletics.
Yeah, strange times. There's not a lot we can do. We want to get as many recruits to Lincoln, Nebraska as we possibly can. Said it a bunch, but when we get people here, we got a great chance of getting them. And spring game gives them a chance to come see the atmosphere and see town. Wish we could do more with them, but can't do anything with kids that come to town until June.
And we're back here on the Husker Online Show, final segment of the show. Sean Callahan, Nate Klaus talking spring game and recruiting. And this has really been the start of Nebraska recruiting every year since 2004, when Bill Callahan and Tim Cassidy and Steve Peterson decided to make the spring game what it became and what it is now. And that's a celebration of fans and getting recruits here to get a leg up and jumpstart things. And Nebraska will have either the most or the second most fans of any spring game. I think Alabama might have had 47,000. So they'll once again, Nate, be able to make a statement this weekend. I mean, you look at the list of confirmed names we have right now with offers, and it's pushing 20 prospects. I think there's going to be, at least what we've confirmed, 18, 19 kids, at least as of now, that have Husker offers that have bought a ticket that will be in the stands to watch the spring game, but they can't be talked to by Nebraska's coaches or anything.
Yeah, it's not a your typical spring game visit where they're coming in a couple hours before kickoff and, you know, taking the tour of the facilities and maybe hearing a speech from the strength conditioning coaches or, you know, getting the spiel of, you know, from the equipment managers, you know, what type of gear the guys get and so on.
The big barbecue afterwards.
Yeah, and then the barbecue afterwards. It's, I mean, they're essentially no different than any other fan that's going to be in the stadium. And and there's pros and cons to that. Obviously, I think, like Frost said in the open, anytime you can get kids on campus, you increase your chance of eventually landing them. But, you know, you also are losing out on an opportunity or don't have the opportunity to have that face-to-face interaction. And Ryan Held said, you know, on Wednesday that they can't even really look into the stands and wave at guys. They got to play it pretty close to the vest.
Which is nuts.
It is kind of ridiculous. But I know compliance, NCAA, I mean, they're watching this, you know, pretty closely across the board. It's not just at Nebraska. It's pretty much everywhere. So, but the good news is yeah, there's going to be close to 20 kids you know, with offers already in attendance, and that's from the 2022 class, 2023, 2024, and you know, there's probably going to be an extra 20 to 40 additional players that Nebraska is actively recruiting that don't yet have offers between those classes that make their way to Lincoln too. So when you really think about it, you kind of step back and look at the big picture. I mean, that's quite the accomplishment that you've got. You know, probably going to have about 60 plus recruits in the stands that have all paid their own way to bought their own tickets. You know, generally the university or the, you know, football coaches would be able to give a recruit a free ticket plus two free tickets for
in a section
in a roped off section specifically for recruits and you know, kind of cater everything towards them.
Now you might be in the nosebleed section in North Stadium next to Jim from Scott's Bluff.
Exactly.
You know,
I mean, yeah, no one knows where these guys are going to be necessarily.
So if you're in the game Saturday as a fan and you sit by someone that looks like a recruit, it's probably a recruit.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, yeah, it probably is. And, you know, and so I think that's you know, a good opportunity though for these kids to see, kind of get a feel for what, you know, Nebraska fans are all about and get just a glimpse of what an actual game day might be like, because these are all players that have not really, most of them probably haven't had the opportunity to go to a game or a spring game as a recruit before. And so, I mean, this is a huge opportunity for the Huskers. And I do think that, you know, we're going to hear some glowing reports from a lot of these guys that it was amazing how many players or how many fans were out in the stands and they liked this and that and whatever. And, you know, there's a lot of guys out there that are interested. They just want to get confirmation, that everything they've been hearing from the coaches is real. And I think this weekend is a step in that direction.
Well, Nate, one quarterback that we know is going to be here, at least two quarterbacks, one for 22, MJ Morris, the four-star Rivals top 250 out of Atlanta, Georgia. He just was named the quarterback MVP at the camp in Atlanta. Did he make the challenge? Do we know? Or
I don't know if he's made the challenge yet or not, but yeah, he had a strong showing there apparently.
And then Reese Mooney for 2023. So you are going to arguably have maybe your top 22 and your top 23 quarterbacks. I think the 22 is a debate still who your number one guy is, but Richard Torres as well could be here. We don't know for sure if he's going to be here.
Yeah, he's taking his official visit the first weekend in June. And he had planned on being here in attendance for the spring game this weekend, but I know that's kind of up in the air now. But the important one for Richard Torres is that he's locked in his official visit already. Whereas MJ Morris, the four-star out of Atlanta, he has yet to lock in his official visit. So, if you're Nebraska, you're hoping that the visit goes well enough this weekend to where that leads to an official visit down the road from MJ Morris. But to have, two to three of your top quarterback targets between 2022 and 2023, on campus, in attendance, really on their own dime, I think is showing that you're in a pretty good spot here. And I know that's one position that people have kind of been panicking about, who are they going to get? When are they going to get them? And I think that, I think that this weekend will go a long way into eventually securing a commitment for a quarterback for 22 and 23.
And one of the later names that announced he's coming to the spring game is Quentin Conley from Kansas City. He announced on Twitter, and originally we didn't think he was going to make it, but he said Memorial Stadium, Lincoln, Nebraska, spring game. So that will be interesting. He's a top Kansas City player that will be in town.
Yeah, and Quentin Conley, even though there's a lot of recruits in this class that really haven't experienced the recruiting process, Quentin Conley is not one of those guys. He's been to probably three or four Nebraska games in the past. He's been to the spring game back in 2019, I believe, and he's somebody that this staff has been recruiting for an awful long time. He's 6'4", 210, 215-pound wide receiver. There are some schools that are recruiting him as a tight end, but the Huskers like him as a wide receiver, and he's got a great relationship with Ryan Held. And, probably one of those guys, if you kind of held my foot to the fire and said, okay, who's somebody who could potentially make a decision either this weekend or shortly thereafter, I would probably say Quentin Conley could be, one of those names you throw in that category as far as somebody who could make a decision sooner rather than later in Nebraska's favor.
And I know, Nate, he's technically not the highest ranked guy, but I feel like the want list guy that a lot of Nebraska fans, there's always a couple that you kind of attach your hat to. Jaron Koenig out of Hayes, Kansas, who's run the fastest 100-meter dash in the state of Nebraska this year of any athlete. I believe he's 10.6s right now.
10.6. And that was the first track meet of the year.
In March.
Yeah, in March, early March when he ran that, or late March when he ran that. And yeah, he's going to be, in town along with his teammate Gavin Myers, who's a linebacker out of Hayes. And in Koenig, he's also another one of those guys that's already scheduled his official visit for the month of June, and just a really dynamic athlete. We talked about the 10-600 meters. He's somebody who could play wide receiver or linebacker. And they're recruiting him for both sides of the football. He's so athletic. There's not too often you see somebody that's got that type of versatility where they could play wide receiver or linebacker, but he's 6'2", 210. Kind of reminds me of a Nate Gary type of guy, to be honest with you. So
Isaac Gifford to an extent, but more Nate Gary, I would say.
Yeah, and so when you've got a player like that in a border state, and within driving distance like Hayes, Kansas is, I think that's somebody you really got to go all out and see if you can get him in the class.
Well, it's going to be a busy weekend. Baseball, we'll have you covered on that, as well as the Red-White Spring game, and then plenty of post-recruiting coverage. You're going to log on to HuskerOnline.com. Our entire team is going to be working hard to get the reaction of the recruits on how the visit went. And obviously we'll have full breakdown and video reaction of the spring game. So make sure you log on to HuskerOnline.com.
Thanks again for joining us this week on Husker Online, your authority on Nebraska athletics.